Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. In light of the Florida school shooting, people are asking the question, why God did not create a perfect world? That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table with Bible in hand in just a moment to give us an answer to this question.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, basically, I guess when we're talking about natural disasters or attacks by maniacs, like they're in Nevada, Texas, Kentucky, and now in Florida over the last couple of months, the question comes to mind by many people, could not God have created a world without evil and without suffering?
Well, the fact is, he did create a world without evil and suffering. That was the original creation. In Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve disobeyed God and so introduced sin into the world. Those who are descendants of Adam and Eve, we have an inherited a sin nature, and now we live in a world where Jeremiah says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked in chapter 17. Paul writes in Romans chapter 3, there's none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. And later in the book of Romans, Paul says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned. So we are reeling from the consequences, and not just simply of Adam's and Eve's disobedience to God. We too disobey God. We are all sinful. And ultimately, because we are sinners, we are all capable of some of the most heinous types of crimes and violence. And if it weren't for having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who changes us into a new creation, there is no hope for this world. And so God did create a perfect world.
There's all kinds of thinking that comes to the table from different areas. For example, atheists. They often will try to argue against the existence of God by saying either God is not all good or he is not all powerful, because an all good, all powerful God would not allow these kinds of things to really happen.
I think they're thinking about it wrongly. If God were to exercise his will to the point where he restrained all sinful actions of all people, atheists would also be the first to object to that. The fact is, they have choice, and God does not prevent them. He gives them the freedom to make those choices. And the fact is, they would not want to be robots either. So the kind of God that they are demanding, or that they are trying to use as an argument against the existence of God, simply doesn't follow in that. And the sword that they are using, trying to use against the existence of God, is actually a two-edged sword, and they end up falling on their own sword and cutting themselves with their own argument.
David James with a biblical answer to the question, why God did not create a perfect world. David James was right. God did create a perfect world. We are the ones that made it imperfect with our sin. Remember, God takes care of that sin problem that we all have. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...